Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Karen Reed back in court again today, and we're going to take you right there for all of the coverage of what's going on in that courtroom and the follow-ups with Judge Beverly Cannone. Let's go there right now.
All right, Mr. Unity, go right ahead.
Thank you, Your Honor. And thanks to the court for allowing me to make much of my argument at sidebar. The only remaining argument that I can make in...
Again, we did that because that was material that needed to be done at sidebar.
Oh, well, I understand, Judge. No, I
and I'm thinking, just want the record to be clear.
I understand. And I'm thanking the court for that. The only other argument that I'd like to make, and this is appropriate to make in public, because there were allegations that of misconduct regarding the existence or non-existence of the federal investigation, specifically directed at Ms. Little. The timeline is important here as well. Mr. Brennan himself was provided and sent a letter on January 30th of 2025. The letter was directed to him specifically. We obviously received a copy of it. And in that letter on January 30th of 2025, the first assistant U.S. attorney, Mary Moraine, informed Mr. Brennan that the federal investigation was ongoing. Those are her words. Mr. Brennan knew that. It was after that letter, I think within about 3 weeks, we were in this courtroom, and Ms. Little had mentioned the ongoing nature of the federal investigation. Not only was that truthful, that came from the horse's mouth. It came directly from the U.S. Attorney's Office, and Mr. Brennan was aware of that because he personally got the letter. It was only after that that Mr. Brennan has reported to the court that the federal investigation later was closed.
Can you give me dates again, please? So what was the date that Ms. Little made that statement, and what was the date that you all found out about what Mr. Brennan just announced in court?
Okay, so January 30th was the letter. We believe February 18th, when we were before this court, was when Ms. Little made that statement. And then it was thereafter. I can't speak to when Mr. Brennan says that the federal authorities contacted him, but it was after February 18th.
When did you hear the information that Mr. Brennan just told us?
Mr. Brennan called me to inform me of that. I don't remember the date. Maybe, perhaps he can tell the court when that was.
Was it prior to February 18th?
No, it was after February 18th. Yeah, no, it was definitely after February 18th. Ms. Little reported the freshest information that we had truthfully to the court. So just in closing, Judge, this was not a boogeyman. The federal investigation existed. It was confirmed to have existed multiple times as late as January 30th, and it's right there in black and white.
Okay.
Ms. Little made her argument on February 18th. The Norfolk County District Attorney's Office was contacted about 24 hours later on February 19th. I gave written notice and called Attorney Unity on February 26th. The import of the argument is not that the defense was aware it was closed and continued to persist. It is insinuating and suggesting for years of this amorphous impropriety. It is trying to bootstrap their arguments, claiming, yes, that there's a boogeyman, that something is happening in the federal court, but they can't talk about it, when the reality is now that their case is closed.
If I may just briefly respond, Judge. I'd like the court to take a particular care when we're talking about extrajudicial statements, not to take into account statements that were made in advocacy in court to Your Honor. The Commonwealth referenced a statement that I had made regarding the federal investigation. That was in a courtroom setting. It was not an extrajudicial statement.
Also, under the umbrella of the rules of professional responsibility.
Correct.
Correct. TV was not in the courtroom.
Okay. Thank you. So what I'd like to do now, there are new motions that were really just filed. And what I'd like to do, I have one that has a response. So it's the motion to amend the scheduling order to give the defendant a little bit more time for their motion to dismiss and the Commonwealth's opposition. I would like to hear that now. We need to give them a minute. The parties have any problem hearing that motion now? It is a
no, Your Honor. It's very brief.
All right, so I need 1 minute to suggest. Can you write up to the other one?
Sure.
The ones from this morning, the new ones? All right, so you're both prepared to argue this motion, right? The motion in the opposition.
I'm so sorry.
So if both sides are prepared to argue this, the motion to amend the court scheduling order.
Yes.
And the opposition, is the Commonwealth prepared in the opposition?
Your Honor, we filed an opposition and just informed defense counsel if they're looking for a date this week if the court's available. I just don't want this to linger because...
So I'm happy to do that. The 17th is out. It's way too far away. But I will hear you. I know what I think is a reasonable date, but I will hear you to see if you need more time than what I think is reasonable.
I'll agree if they need a few more days without opposition.
Given that, may I yes. Counsel?
May I address the court, Your Honor?
Okay.
Thank you. Very briefly, and I appreciate Mr. Brennan's accommodation. We received on Friday about 400 pages of new discovery, including most of it is probably not attendant to the motion to dismiss, but there are several reports, I think about four reports from Trooper Buchanek, Officer D. Jim Petro, D-I, capital G-I-A-M, P-I-E-T-R-O, and two reports from Lieutenant Tully that are specifically attended to the issues involved in the motion to dismiss. And then last night we got additional videos, video evidence, both 9 videos of the download process of Sally Port videos, and then about another 15 actual videos.
What's the quality of those videos? Are they poor quality?
I wish I could tell you. One of the batches came in after I was already asleep last night. I think it came in probably 10 or 11 last night, and I didn't see it until this morning. I've not looked at any of them.
Has anyone on the defense team looked at them?
I know Ms. Little was...
Your Honor, I briefly looked at them. It took about an hour last night at 9:30 p.m. to download everything. I cannot represent to the court that I've gone through the detail. I saw what was there. I'm generally aware there are about 8 videos that were produced of them filming themselves dragging files that cut in and out. There's about, don't quote me on the exact number, I believe approximately 9 videos from the Sally Court garage, maybe 12. I have not watched them in detail.
But have you noticed the quality? Is it something that you can actually see, or is it blurred and...
I think some of them are at least the same ones. Some of them I think are blurry. I haven't watched them all in detail. I can tell you that they have the same file names as some of the ones that are produced. They have different file sizes, but I haven't gone through them in detail. It was 9:30.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead.
Your Honor, just to close, I think that if I have overnight this evening, I think I can be ready by tomorrow. I'm generally ready. I just want to make sure I'm not missing anything, leaving anything on the table.
So what I was thinking by way of scheduling, we've gone through just about everything we need to go through today. I just wanted to, because it's about scheduling, what's the Commonwealth's position on Ms. Little's motion to reconsider my previous ruling on the videos. Do you want time to file something on that? Are you prepared to argue that today? Because I can tell you the options that I have for scheduling.
We've already downloaded the videos and provided them to yesterday pursuant to the court's directive.
Okay, so that was going to be another issue that I had.
I have not looked at them. Attorney Riley did. And he represented that they're all the videos we've already turned over, same quality as we previously provided.
Okay.
It's just copies of the same videos, although I do want to make sure the defense has an opportunity to examine them for themselves. But those have all been done, so the idea of revisiting them, we passed that.
All right, so in order to keep moving this case forward, because I know how hard everybody's worked, what I was going to propose, based on my review of this, because I could just say no, which I'm not going to do, I would like anything that the defense is going to put in writing. If you're going to supplement this, and I would keep the supplement just limited to the Sally Court video and related evidence, that has to be filed by Thursday with the idea that we will have a hearing on this on Friday.
Okay.
We have Friday already blocked off. This way here, you can all leave for today. And we'll come back Friday with this. But I'd like it filed no later than 2 o'clock on Thursday, Massachusetts time. We've been getting things coming in later, including something for Ms. Iannetti after 5:30 one night. So we need things filed by that court day. So you can have anything that the defense wants to file by 2 o'clock Thursday, and we'll see you all here for it How long do you think it'll take to argue a motion to dismiss?
Your Honor, I would expect my comments, just based on what I have so far, an hour plus, perhaps an hour and 20 minutes, something like that.
Okay. Commonwealth's response, any idea?
Of argument time, Your Honor?
Yes.
It really depends on what the defense argues, but it typically is less.
So if we start at 11, we'll finish Friday?
Oh, of course. Yeah, yes, I believe we will. For sure.
How does that schedule work for people?
It works for the Commonwealth.
Right. I need to ask this little one quick question.
Well, while he's asking her that, that would mean that we do not have to appear tomorrow.
Right, you're in federal court. I want you to be able to just go do that.
Thank you.
And not have to come back here tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to consolidate this now so you can leave and obligate today rather than coming back. I'm just trying to make the best use of everybody's time.
Much appreciated.
Your Honor, 11 o'clock would work. I think I can make my flight. By the time we get done, I can get to the appointment. That's fine.
All right. So where do we stand in the motion for reconsideration? It sounds like the files have already been provided and it's done.
Your Honor, we still would like to be heard as to that. Obviously, we gave notice that we were seeking a motion for reconsideration on Sunday night. They did the download Monday morning after they received that. There is still metadata, we believe, on the CAMPD drive. I think we're entitled to that. I think the law is clear. I would like to be heard on that issue. Obviously, we can't take back what they did. They have moved the files, and by doing that, it does alter the metadata, as our expert put in his affidavit. It may be lost, but we'd still like to have as much information as we can as it relates to those files.
So how long does the Commonwealth need, I know this motion was just filed, how long does the Commonwealth need to be prepared for this motion regarding the metadata specifically?
I think we'll file a written response.
Okay.
So that'll be a couple of days.
Okay.
And if we have motions, then maybe Friday.
Yes.
So I think I'll make a motion in writing, but I think we will hope to have the weekend if the court allows, because with all of these hearings, it's taken away quite a bit of our prep time.
All right. Can you argue it on Friday and file a supplemental afterwards?
I can do that.
That way then we can have everybody here Friday, and I don't need to bring everybody back Monday.
We can do that now.
Your Honor, I would ask for the same courtesy for the defense. We have all of our reciprocal discovery due on Thursday. We have all of our motions and limine due on Friday. I know the court would like us to have, you know, the brief as to the motion to dismiss on Thursday, and I would love to be able to get the court that. But I would appreciate a little bit additional time as well.
So I need to know how this affects the motion to dismiss, though, right? I need to, you've had this since, so you've got these recent ones, but I need to know how that, are you going to argue that in the motion to dismiss?
Well, I don't know, because we got it last night at 9:30, so I wish I could answer that for the court, but I'm in a bit of a catch-22. It might be irrelevant, it might not change anything at all. I won't know until I have a chance to actually go through it.
I need time, right? I need to know that Thursday. It doesn't have to be complete report, an outline even. Would the Commonwealth be satisfied with an outline? You know what the points are?
An outline of what you are.
Of what Ms. Little says, how this disclosure of, this late disclosure of videos.
Sure, we'll deal with it.
All right, so if you just so that I know the points that you're raising for the motion to dismiss. And then I want to supplement it very quickly thereafter. I have to decide this and put something right. So I need it to be done as quickly as possible. We've got a team of lawyers. I know the lion's share of the writing appears to be on you, Ms. Little, but there's everybody here that can help.
May I have 1 minute, Ms. Little? Your Honor, given what Ms. Lee just said and the court's concerns, I take Mr. Lally at his word that the new videos are duplicative of things that we already have, which means it's not going to make any difference whatsoever. Could I ask the court if it's okay with Mr. Brennan, we can be here tomorrow late morning, right after the federal court proceedings. Let's just argue this tomorrow. I will concede
this. What
the motion to dismiss? I think I'm pretty much ready now. I can be ready by tomorrow. I need to add a couple of things about the new reports. But if the videos are the videos, then I don't want to wait. I don't want to waste the court's time the rest of the week just to come back and say, okay, well, basically it's the same thing. It's the same argument that I would have made today or tomorrow. So I think we can do it tomorrow if that's okay with the court.
Are you waiving the additional argument that Ms. Little says? Are you saying now that when Mr. Lally told you that, you accept it and that's fine?
I accept his representation is true, and I don't think that we need to file a supplement, which is really where the hang-up is. I don't think we need to. If the videos are the videos, we don't need another supplement.
All right. Ms. Little doesn't look thrilled.
Her key was the waiver. I'm not waiving anything on Ms. Reed's behalf, but if we need additional time, we can certainly let the court know tomorrow that we can file something supplemental. But the crux of the argument can be made tomorrow. I will be ready to argue tomorrow.
Okay. What's the Commonwealth's position?
I'll defer to the court. I know it's more complications with the defense of travel will be available when that.
So I think we did block off today and tomorrow with the understanding that the defense team would not be here until sometime 11 o'clock or later. What about Ms. Little, the motion regarding the metadata? Commonwealth needs time for that. Are we coming back Friday for that?
That's fine, Your Honor. I'll be here Friday.
If you're going to be here on Friday...
I just won't be here on Friday. So if we do the motion to dismiss tomorrow, I can head back tomorrow evening. And Mr. Little will handle her motion anyway.
I greatly want to accommodate the defense as we have the entire time I've been here, but we have trial prep to do as well. And the more court hearing days we have hours of conversation, the more time we can meet with witnesses and prepare our case. And so I want to make things as easy as possible for the defense. I do.
All right, so Ms. Little already filed the motion for me to reconsider. Why don't we hear that tomorrow as well?
Very well.
Okay, and then we'll just finish up everything tomorrow.
Very well.
All right. And then you won't have to be here Friday, but the motions in limine are all filed. It also involves filling out a final trial conference report.
Understood.
So we need to do that as well. That all has to be done by Friday.
Understood.
And then, you know, my goal was not to bring you, back one day at all next week, because then we're going to have a full hearing. I believe it's the 18th on the motions in limine.
That's right, the 18th.
All right, so you have a whole week next week to you and I both.
Okay.
Trying to get everything done.
Should we file a formal motion to ask the court's permission for a delay from Friday to Monday?
For the
motions in limine.
The Commonwealths were due on, the defense were due on Thursday, Commonwealths on Friday, and they are on Friday.
Reciprocal discovery is due Thursday. We want that to happen. Motions in limine, I believe, are due Friday.
Ms. Little, would you like the weekend for all those motions in limine?
I would appreciate that, Your Honor.
All right, I'll give you both the weekend.
Thank you very much.
Motions in limine to be filed on Monday.
There's one additional housekeeping, Your Honor. There is also a motion pending, the dollar motion for Dr. Wolf. It has not been heard yet.
A Daubert motion for?
Dr. Wolf, it's a neurologist. So
I was thinking the Acker motion.
No, Your Honor. It's the neurologist, so the Commonwealth. Wolf without an E, W-O-L-F. That was filed 2 weeks ago,
I believe. I have not seen that.
Okay. I'll make sure that the court gets a copy, but I know that was filed several weeks ago. I'll confer with Mr.
The Commonwealth must have received it.
We did. We have a Wolf as well, and I received their landing in motion, and we'll be prepared any time to argue that.
Do you want to argue it tomorrow?
I'm going to come to the argument tomorrow.
We're prepared.
All right, so we've got an awful lot to fit in tomorrow. All right. If you get word that you'll be leaving the federal court and can be here before 11, please let us know.
I believe I might have Mr. McDermott's cell. I'm happy to text him as soon as we're leaving the courthouse.
All right, just contact the clerk's office.
Sure. Okay.
Anything else for today, then?
Not for the defense, Your Honor.
So I'm going to give you all a vote. Why don't you clear up all the sins on the opposite?
Court call, please.
All right.
Okay.
And that is the latest from the courtroom and the hearing of Karen Reed today. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our conversations about this case, the hearings, and more. Stay with us.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.